And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 12th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist who said, "The difference between reality and fiction has to make sense." Tom Clancy, born in Baltimore in 1947, rejected from military service. His eyesight was bad, but he went on to write military techno thrillers, including The Hunt for Red October, The Sum of All Fears, Executive Orders, Battle Ready, and others. It's the 95th birthday of children's writer Beverly Cleary, born McMinnville, Oregon, 1916, author of the Ramona Quimby series. And it's the birthday of the writer John Krakauer, born in Brookline, Massachusetts, 1954, started climbing mountains as a kid. In college, he did environmental studies, went back to mountaineering. He loved to read, but he never considered writing until he climbed three mountains in Alaska that had never been climbed before. He wrote about it for a magazine, set out to be a freelance writer, and succeeded. He was able to support himself. In 1992, the body of a young man named Chris McCandless was found in the wilderness of Alaska, and John Krakauer set out to write an article about it. McCandless, bright, full of promise, but so disillusioned with American culture, he headed off to the Alaskan wilderness with only a 10-pound bag of rice. Lasted about 4 months before he died, probably of starvation. Krakauer wrote a book about it, Into the Wild. It became a bestseller. A film version appeared a few years ago, directed by Sean Penn. In 1996, the same year that Into the Wild was published, Krakauer went on assignment from Outside Magazine to report on Mount Everest, and he decided he wanted to attempt a climb of Everest himself. He spent a year training for it. He joined a climbing expedition that went terribly wrong. A number of people died during a blizzard trying to reach the summit, including the head guides. Krakauer survived, and he wrote a book about it, Into Thin Air. His most recent book, Where Men Win Glory, about Pat Tillman, the NFL star who died in Afghanistan from friendly fire. John Krakauer, who said, "The greater the risk, the greater the reward in most aspects of life, and in mountain climbing, that's certainly true, too. It's very physical. You use your mind and your body. It's like full-body chess, and it gets you to beautiful, beautiful places." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Gerald Loughlin, The Best Year of Her Life. When my 2-year-old daughter sees someone come through the door whom she loves and hasn't seen for a while and has been anticipating, she literally shrieks with joy. I have to go into the other room so that no one will notice the tears in my eyes. Later, after my daughter has gone to bed, I say to my wife, "She will never be this happy again." And my wife gets angry and snaps, "Don't you dare communicate your negativism to her." And of course I won't, if I can possibly help it. And of course I fully expect her to have much joy in her life. And of course I hope to be able to contribute to that joy. I hope, in other words, that she'll always be happy to see me come through the door. But why kid ourselves? She, like every child, has a life of great suffering ahead of her. And while joy will not go out of her life, she will, one of these days, cease to actually, literally, jump and shriek for joy. The Best Year of Her Life, Gerald Loughlin, from his collection Men of Our Time, published by University of Georgia Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.